Hello, and welcome back to Tile Trends, your go-to podcast for the latest in tile design and home renovation. I'm your host, Lindsay Flukiger, and today we're excited to welcome back a very special guest, Janelle Payne, also known as Nail Gun Nelly. Janelle, it's so great to have you back.
It's so great to be back. I absolutely love chatting with you guys every time, so I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. The feeling is mutual for sure. So last time we delved into your origin story as a nurse, mom, DIY enthusiast. We talked about your fantastic RV kitchen renovation with Tile Club's Mint Palisades Picket Tiles. Give us the scoop. How are those tiles holding up for you?
Oh, they're absolutely perfect. I still get asked where I got them all the time. But they work out perfect. They are a highlight in our little tiny kitchen. And it was my first time ever installing real tile in an RV. And we did this back in, was it May? I'm not sure, but it was like in the springtime. And they've held up perfectly. There's absolutely no shift. And so I fully intend on going real tile all the way.
That's great news. And so to our listeners, if you go back and check out the previous episode with Janelle, we go over all things her RV renovation, including the tile installation. But give us really quick the rundown on what you chose to do as far as sealing or grouting the tile in this situation.
Yeah. So because there is so much movement within an RV, I didn't want to do the traditional mortar with grout. And because I've heard that, you know, and it makes sense with going down the road, shifts in the walls, it could crack potentially. And so I decided to take, I can't remember the brand exactly. I think it's Quad Max, but it's a super strong glue basically, but it comes in like a big caulk gun. And I just glued them all in place, used tile spacers the same exact way, but I did that instead of the mortar. And then I used a silicone caulking as my grout, which is a little more time consuming, but totally worth it because it is a high flexibility. And so with the movement in an RV, you're not going to worry about any stress cracks. And there hasn't been absolutely any. So it just allows movement shifts. And it's super easy to clean that way and looks just as perfect as the day I installed it. But yeah, mm-hmm. I'm super happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, you never know any different.
The same.
So pretty. Yeah. You did such a great job with that.
Thank you.
Janelle, tell us about your upcoming holiday giveaway and how our listeners can participate.
I'm so excited. I had this idea last Christmas, but it came to me a little late. It was already in the holiday season, so I didn't get a chance. So I knew this year, I was like, you know, when it comes to Christmas time, I want to plan a really awesome giveaway for my followers. And so we're doing the 12 days of Christmas giveaways, and Tile Club is one of my 12 days. So basically, you can tune in to my stories starting December 1st. And every day from December 1st through December 12th, I will have a different brand that is sponsoring a giveaway. And I've worked with all of these brands. I love them all. And you just have to watch my story, slide a little bar, and you get entered in to win some amazing prizes. So super excited. And I'm super excited Tile Club's a part of it. And people can get their hands on some of your guys' tile.
We're excited to participate. We really appreciate the invite to do that. Listeners, we will link everything below, especially Janelle's Instagram. You guys will have access to her social channels to make sure you can participate. I would love to talk about your recent project, the Home Gym renovation. And I know you've done way more since then and in between because you're always busy and doing something awesome with DIY. But let's talk about that. What motivated you to create this specific space?
So, man, do I wish this was at my house? This project I actually did at my parents' house, and it's something I've been wanting to do for them for a while. They have this perfect little cutout area in their garage that they had some gym equipment in, but it turned into like this catch-all area. And I wanted to make a nice, organized space with their gym equipment so that they can have a space for them to be able to work out at home. And I do definitely go and borrow some of that sometimes as well. But I wanted to make it nice. Like I wanted it to be a gym, but I wanted it also to be kind of just like a cool, beautiful place to walk into. And I ended up doing an entire wall of your guys's Luna art collection. And I love it. It is so stunning. I love how it gave just like a little glam to the space. And it's like, it's crazy. It's like, you look at the whole garage, you're like, oh, it's a garage. And then you look over here and you're like, whoa, what is this going on? But it was really neat. I had a different feature on each wall. And yeah, it turned out amazing. Like I'm so happy with how it turned out. And it was interesting because that wall that I did all the tile on had this central back that I had to get creative around. And so that's why I ended up doing like a built-in to make it look more homey and be able to hold all of their weight storage, but it didn't look like a gym in that sense. And so that's why I was able to get away with putting the tile and just making it a little fancier.
It turned out so beautifully. What I really loved, I know that you were polling your followers too, to see like which tile to go with. And it was so interesting that that was the one that caught everybody's eye. And I love that it's not like such a huge pop of color, but it's just enough to like still feel like serene, but eye-catching at the same time.
I know it was so hard for me. The slat tile, the Japandi, I believe it's called. Oh man, I have just been dying to use that. And I love that style. We almost went with that, but I felt like we just needed that pop of color and that kind of shine. And I'm really happy we ended up going with that. But yeah, I just love the little arcs. Gives it a little more shine and a little more definition than just your normal subway tile. And doing it vertically, more of a modern stack was different for me. And it worked out really well. I'm really happy with how that project turned out.
Sometimes like in general, you think like, oh, subway tile is so basic, but there's so many ways that you can stack the patterns and then the colors and the textures. And the Luna collection has like the standard and then the arc, and you can like mix and match, or you can just do the arc. And it's just, we love it. If you do end up going with the Japandi slat, we should do a bathroom together.
Oh, I know. Tell me about it. I have just the spot.
So beautiful. I love all of that. So Janelle, I have personally been enjoying your YouTube channel. And you actually created a tutorial on the gym renovation. Were there any challenges that you faced during this project?
I think honestly, my biggest hurdle of trying to figure out how to make that shop, or not shop vac, but central vac disappear where you're like, why is that cabinet there? You know, like I was able to completely hide it, but it looks purposeful. And it took me a while to wrap my brain around that. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. But I think I got really lucky with, I mean, I did some brick paneling. That was the first time where I had to try and get the seams to be able to match up well. And I think it turned out really nice. I was able to use more of like a sanded grout to mimic the other grouting in it. And it turned out really well. Yeah, no, it was, I think the vacuum thing was definitely the hardest situation for me, but I think it turned out well.
Yeah. Awesome. So tell us a little bit more about what our viewers and listeners can find in regards to your YouTube channel.
I went to a conference this past July, and when I left it, I was just like so motivated to be able to do the long format. It's so different when you come from doing these short format reels where it's like little blurps of everything to really going into detail. And I usually do that in my stories, but when you're needing to film it for long form, it's a really big learning curve. So I've really tried to put, I make sure that I come out with a new one every Monday at 9 a.m. And I just want to have it be another resource for my followers. I get asked a lot about different tools I use. So I'm trying to make it just more of a educational platform for the basics of a miter saw, the basics of a multi-tool. So many people that follow me just don't know simple things about tools that in my mind, I'm like, well, how do you not know that? But it's just second nature to me. So it was really interesting because when I'd start my like tools 101 episodes, I felt like, why am I telling people this? Like who really needs to know this? I felt like I was just being kind of silly, but I've gotten a great response and there really is a need to just have that basic knowledge if you do know nothing about any tool. I can always send people to those longer format tutorials. And so I'm slowly just trying to build up my collection and work on my editing as I go. It's a learning curve.
Yeah, awesome. I think it's going so well. I'm loving it. I've watched everyone that's come out since a few months or since
the tutorial.
Oh, it's just been great. I love watching and seeing, you know, that women can step up. We can learn these things. We can do it. We don't have to wait for the honeydew list to be done. So
absolutely.
Can you give us a sneak peek into any upcoming projects that you may have?
I have a really big project going on right now that right after this, I'm going to go out to. But I actually am redoing another trailer. I know. surprise. This one is actually, it's for kind of a bigger project that I don't really want to talk about yet, but it's going to be really exciting. And I am trying a bunch of new techniques that I've never done. I'm going more of a Mediterranean kind of vibe. And so I'm going to be dabbling with micro cement in a trailer, which is going to be new, and we'll see how it holds up. But yeah, it's going to be a really cool experience because I'm adding in a lot of new features like a farmhouse sink, going copper, like just different finishes. I'm kind of on a tight deadline. I'm hoping for sure I have to have it done by like March. So, and we're in demo right now, demo rebuilding. So it's kind of, it's an old one again, 1970s. But after that, I'm really hoping that I can finally give myself my bougie workshop. I want a workshop so bad. Yeah. And so once this is done, that's like my goal is to, we'll see. I might possibly do like a storage container conversion or just build one on our own. We'll see what happens. So it's going to be big and it's going to be great. And yes. I can't wait. And it's going to be very bougie.
Oh, yes. Of course.
I know.
So exciting for those, especially who didn't hear the previous episode where we got to know who you are, kind of the heart of DIY, which was just so inspiring. Tell us a little bit about your tips for juggling being a mom, a nurse, and a social media influencer on top of being a DIYer. What are some tips that you can give to our listeners who might be in a similar boat or might be exploring the idea of doing something similar to what you do?
Yeah, I would, you know, try and be a travel influencer. No, just kidding. I'm like, sometimes I think I'm like, why didn't I do that route? You know, I just get to go on trips. You know, no, I absolutely love what I do. I'm kidding. But honestly, I think I might've said it. Like I think I said it in our last episode. I'm not sure. But so many times we look at like our to-do list and we're just like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? You know, but it's like, you just chip away, be like, you know, you have 5,000 things on your brain, but let's just focus on this one because it'll take it off your plate. And once you do that, you realize like, oh, I'm actually knocking stuff out. And it's just easier to focus on a task at hand. Like, what do you want to get done this day to have it be attainable? And, you know, people just, I think that's what it was. I think the quote is people overestimate what they can do in a day, but underestimate what they can achieve in a year, because you don't realize, like, looking back, you can do so much. It seems like you're drowning, but really stop and look at what you've accomplished and you're going to be like, dang, wow. Okay. I guess I am doing this, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, I frequently have to sometimes just take a break and gather myself, because there's always like that mom guilt of like, oh, I need to not go work on that project. I need to be here with them. But like I tend to do a lot of times, I'll just bring them in and be like, here's a screwdriver. Just go do that. And then you just are talking and hanging out. You just have to figure out how you can get things done in the time frame of whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. I usually do all my editing at jiu-jitsu practice, you know, like, and so I just try and see, okay, this is the time they're in school. So I'm going to build, I'll do the editing, I'll do the writing, like when I'm with them, but I'm not technically with them. It's just constant battle, but I keep reminding myself, it's only this little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And soon I'm going to have all the time in the world.
Right. Oh, it's such good advice for sure. Yeah. And yes, the mommy guilt is so huge.
Always.
But I find like it's always quality over quantity. If I have 15 minutes, as long as I like pour into them everything I can in those 15 minutes, their attention span is just like, okay, next. And they go on to the next thing. But then I know I've poured everything I can in that amount of time and everything's fine, as opposed to just trying to juggle it all or like, you know, cancel or push aside things that really are important to me. I'm still able to kind of fit that in. So that's really great.
And a lot of times it's like with kids, I feel like if you give them that dedicated 10 minutes, 15 minutes, that's all they really want. And then they're like, okay, like I'm going to go play now, but it's like, they are like, oh, okay. I have her attention. It's almost like they won. So
yes,
it's okay. But yeah. You know what else is really helpful if you do want to be a content creator is having other content creators that you become close with. It was something that I was told for so many years. And I'm like, I don't have, like, how do you become friends with people like that? Mm-hmm. It's so possible. It's like you reach out. And I mean, I have a good solid, like, there's like, I think a group of eight of us that, I mean, I talk to them literally on the daily. And it's so nice because being a content creator, there's not really many jobs like that. People don't understand it. And having that other group of like-minded individuals is gold, and you can like really like bounce things off of them and just feel normal. Like feel like you can talk.
So important to have a community of people that understand and can also give you insight into like what works and what doesn't and vice versa. That's great. Mm-hmm. Janelle, thanks for sharing that. I hope that our future influencers out there are getting this and taking note.
Oh, totally.
Well, and we're going to wrap this up. I think we've covered all the great things about our renovation, things that have happened in the past, things that are coming up. Definitely want to let our listeners know that we have some exciting projects coming up with Janelle as well, and an exciting announcement that will be coming in the new year. So do be sure that you're following Nelga Nelly on Instagram and the Tile Club. And we just so look forward to seeing Janelle continue to be a mover and shaker in the industry.
Oh, thank you so much. And I am so excited about everything that we have planned for the future, and look forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show today, Janelle, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.